Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thanks for listening.
Sharky Blue bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Gordon Chang. You know him as one of the leading experts in the geopolitics of the Asian part of the world, China especially, now North Korea, and a whole lot is part of his world. Gordon, thanks again for being here, folks. GordonChang.com, just like it sounds, GordonChang.com. Right, Gordon, is that it?
That's it. Thank you so much.
So check out his website. You'll be smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. Gordon, as we've said, you can't, for the first time in a while now, for a long time, if you talked about China, you just talked about China. But now you can't talk about China without talking about North Korea. And I want to make sure that I want you to help me explain to my small business audience why I want to talk about this on my show. Because you can't talk about China, you can't talk about the Main Street economy today without talking about the global economy, and you can't talk about the global economy without talking about China, right?
Absolutely, and there's going to be U.S.-China trade friction. We see it already, and that eventually is going to affect Main Street. And by eventually, I mean a couple months down the road, we are going to see how that is going to, you know, affect our pocketbooks on a day-in, day-out basis.
Hmm. How do you think it will? What will be the first thing we'll see?
I think there's going to be trade friction. I think, we're going to retaliate. They will retaliate. There will be, they've been conducting a trade war against us for decades.
Oh, yeah. The intellectual property ripoff is one of the historic crimes of all time.
And that's already affecting our pocketbooks. I mean, we don't.
Billions of dollars of lost opportunity.
Hundreds of billions of dollars a year, and we don't see it, we can't identify it, but it nonetheless exists.
Mm-hmm.
Trump administration, to its credit, is trying to do something about this, which means that, you know, we're going to see obvious manifestations of trade friction with China. We need to do this. It's going to be ugly, but to protect the American worker and business, and indeed to protect the United States itself, we are going to have to impose costs on China, for which is just outright theft.
But can't we, with technology, with artificial intelligence, and different ways of thinking about producing things, we seem to be onshoring more work than we have been in the past. I mean, can't there be a dual practice of holding China's feet to the fire while we're bringing some of those jobs back, and ultimately those lines will cross, and we won't care what happens to China?
Well, jobs are coming back.
How far-fetched is that?
The big trends are in favor of the United States and not in favor of China.
Say that again. Folks, this will be on the test. Say that again, Gordon.
The big trends in manufacturing, in business, are all in favor of the U.S. They're not in favor of China.
Yeah.
Because, for one thing, businesses want to be close to their customer. They don't want to have weeks on the ocean coming over to the United States,
mm-hmm.
clearing through customs, all the rest of it. They want absolutely this quick turnaround. So that means you've got to manufacture.
Plus, they are posers. I mean, in a lot of ways, their success is derivative, isn't it?
Well, it's because the United States has supported the Chinese economy. If we don't support them, they're in deep trouble.
Right.
And, President Trump ought to tell them that in public,
right,
to say, look, back off.
Yeah, no, I think he will. Let me put it this way. Of all the people I know in politics, he's the guy who will do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He is, he ran on that. And the three words I have for your audience are Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania.
Exactly.
The Republicans know that.
Exactly. No kidding. That's well said. No, I agree with you, and I'm glad to hear you say what you said about China has more to lose in this fight than we do. Because I think Gordon, most Americans don't understand that.
Oh, absolutely. First of all, we're the trade deficit country. $309.3 billion of goods and services deficit last year. trade deficit countries don't worry about trade friction.
Right.
We're the bigger economy by far.
We're the big customer, aren't we?
I mean, if you're the customer,
if you're writing the checks, you call the tune. Another thing real quick, folks, if you think we can't turn this trade thing around, look at what we've done with petroleum, with oil, natural gas, right, Gordon?
Well, absolutely. The reason why we are not going to be the world's largest trader is because we're not importing as much oil and gas, and the Chinese are increasingly dependent on foreign sources.
Yep.
So when
yep.
people say, you know, they're the world's biggest trader soon, that's a sign of weakness, not strength.
Yeah, and I don't think their economy is going to ever eclipse ours.
Never.
Yeah.
Never,
hey,
not in our lifetime.
Hey, Gordon, well, what a great report you gave us today. We thank you so much. We always get smarter when you join us. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely.
Thanks, Gordon. Gordon Chang, ladies and gentlemen. Put a .com on the end of his name, and you'll get smarter, I promise. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.